the throngs. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. This book is revealed by God, the mighty, the wise one. We have revealed to you the book with the truth. Therefore, serve God and worship none but him. To God alone is true worship due. As for those who choose other guardians besides him, saying, we serve them only that they may bring us nearer to God, God himself will resolve their differences for them. God does not guide the untruthful disbeliever. Had it been God's will to adopt a son, he would have chosen whom he pleased out of his own creation. But God forbid, he is God, the one, the Almighty. It was to reveal the truth that he created the heavens and the earth. He caused the night to succeed the day, and the day to overtake the night. He made the sun and the moon obedient to him, each running for an appointed term. He is surely the mighty, the forgiving one. He created you from a single soul, then from that soul he created its spouse. He has given you four different pairs of cattle. He molds you in your mother's wombs by stages in threefold darkness. Such is God, your Lord. He is the sovereignty. There is no God but him. How, then, can you turn away from him? If you render him no thanks, know that God does not need you. Yet the ingratitude of his servants does not please him. If you are thankful, your thanks will please him. No soul shall bear another's burden. To your Lord shall you return, and he will declare to you what you have done. He knows your innermost thoughts. When evil befalls man, he prays to his Lord and turns to him in penitence. Yet no sooner does he bestow on him his favors than he forgets what he has prayed for and makes other deities God's equals in order to lead men away from his path. Say, enjoy your unbelief a while, but the fire shall be your home. Can he who passes the night in adoration, standing or on his knees, who dreads the terrors of the life to come and hopes to earn the mercy of his Lord, be compared to the unbeliever? Say, are those who have knowledge the equal of those who have none? Truly, none will take heed but men of understanding. Say, fear your Lord, you that serve God and are true believers. Those who do good works in this life shall receive a good reward. God's earth is vast. Those that endure with fortitude shall be recompensed unstintingly. Say, I am commanded to serve God and to worship none besides him. I am commanded to be the first of those who shall submit to him. Say, I fear, if I disobey my Lord, the torment of a fateful day. Say, God I serve, and him alone I worship. As for yourselves, serve what you will besides him. Say, they shall lose much, those who will forfeit their souls and all their kinsfolk on the day of resurrection. That shall be the ultimate loss. Above them there shall be sheets of fire, and sheets of fire shall be beneath them. By this God puts fear into his servants' hearts. Fear me then, my servants. But let those rejoice who keep from idol worship and turn to God in penitence. Give good news to my servants, who listen to my precepts and follow what is best in them. It is these whom God has guided. It is these who are endowed with understanding. Can you rescue from the fire those who have rightly earned the scourge? As for those who truly fear their Lord, they shall be lodged in towering mansions set about with running streams. Such is God's promise. God will not fail his promise. Do you not see how God sends down water from the sky which penetrates the earth and gathers in springs beneath? With it he brings forth plants of various hues. They wither, they turn yellow, and then he turns them into dust. Surely in this there is an admonition for men of understanding. He whose heart God has opened to Islam shall receive light from his Lord. But woe betide those whose hearts are hardened against the remembrance of God. Truly, they are in evident error. God has now revealed the best of scriptures, a book uniform in style, proclaiming promises and warnings. Those who fear their Lord tremble with awe at its revelations, and their skins and hearts melt at the remembrance of God. Such is God's guidance. He bestows it on whom he will, but he whom God confounds shall have none to guide him. Can he who shall face the terrors of the resurrection be compared to the true believers? The wrongdoer will be told, "Taste the punishment which you have earned." Those who have gone before them also disbelieved, so that the scourge overtook them unawares. God made them taste dishonor in this life, but the punishment of the life to come shall be more terrible if they but knew it. We have given mankind in this Quran all manner of parables, so that they may take heed. A Quran in the Arabic tongue, free from any flaw, that they might guard themselves against evil. God makes this comparison. There are two men. The one has many masters who are ever at odds amongst themselves. The other has one master to whom he is devoted. Are these two to be held alike? God be praised. But most of them have no knowledge. You, as well as they, are doomed to die. Then, on the day of resurrection, you shall dispute in your Lord's presence with one another. Who is more wicked than the man who invents a falsehood about God and denies the truth when it is declared to him? Is there not a home in hell for the unbelievers? Those who proclaim the truth and those who give credence to it, they surely are the God-fearing. Their Lord will give them all that they desire. Thus shall the righteous be rewarded. God will expunge their foulest deeds and reward them according to their noblest actions. Is God not all-sufficient for his servant? Yet they threaten you with those they serve besides him. He whom God confounds has none to guide him, but he whom God guides none can lead astray. Is God not mighty and capable of revenge? If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will surely reply, God. Say, do you think then that if God be pleased to afflict me, your idols could relieve my affliction, or that if he be pleased to show me mercy, they could withhold his mercy? Say, God is my all-sufficient patron. In him let the faithful put their trust. Say, my people, do as best as you can, and so will I. You shall learn who will be seized by a scourge that will disgrace him, and be smitten by a scourge everlasting. We have revealed to you the book with the truth for the instruction of mankind. He that follows the right path shall follow it for his own good, and he that goes astray shall do so at his own peril. You are not accountable for them. God takes away men's souls upon their death, and the souls of the living during their sleep. Those that are doomed he keeps with him, and restores the others for a time ordained. Surely there are signs in this for thinking men. Have they chosen others besides God to intercede for them? Say, even though they have no power nor understanding? Say, intercession is wholly in the hands of God. He has sovereignty over the heavens and the earth. To him shall you be recalled. When God alone is named, the hearts of those who deny the hereafter shrink with aversion. But when their other gods are named, they are filled with joy. Say, Lord, creator of the heavens and the earth, who has knowledge of the unknown and the manifest, you alone can judge the disputes of your servants. If the wrongdoers possessed all the treasures of the earth, and as much besides, they would gladly offer it to redeem themselves from the howling scourge on the day of resurrection. For God will show them what they have never reckoned with. The evil of their deeds will manifest itself to them, and that which they derided will encompass them. When evil befalls a man, he calls out to us. But when we vouchsafe him a favor from ourself, he says, "It is my due." By no means. It is but a test, yet most of them do not know it. The same was said by those before them, but they gained nothing from what they did, and the very evil of their deeds recoiled upon them. The wrongdoers among these shall also have the evil of their deeds recoil upon them, nor shall they ever be immune. Do they not know that God gives abundantly to whom he will, and sparingly to whom he pleases? Surely there are signs in this for true believers. Say, servants of God, you that have sinned against your souls, do not despair of God's mercy, for God forgives all sins. It is he who is the forgiving one, the merciful. Turn in penitence to your Lord, and submit to him before his scourge overtakes you. For then there will be none to help you. Follow the best of what is revealed to you by your Lord before the scourge suddenly takes you when you are heedless, lest any man should say, "Alas, I have disobeyed God and scoffed at his revelations." Or, if God had guided me, I would have been a righteous man. Or, when he sees the scourge, could I but live again, I would lead a righteous life. For God will say to him, Yes, indeed, my revelations did come to you, but you denied them. You were arrogant and had no faith at all. On the day of resurrection, you shall see their faces blackened, those who uttered falsehoods about God. Is there not in hell a home for the haughty? But God will deliver those who fear him, for they have earned salvation. Harm shall not touch them, nor shall they ever grieve. God is the creator of all things, and of all things he is the guardian. His are the keys of the heavens and the earth. Those that deny God's revelations will surely be the losers. Say, ignorant men, would you bid me serve a deity other than God? You have been warned, you and those who have gone before you, that if you worship other deities besides God, your works will come to nothing, and you will surely be among the losers. Therefore, serve God and render thanks to him. They underrate the might of God, but on the day of resurrection, he will hold the entire earth in his grasp and fold up the heavens in his right hand. Glory be to him. Exalted be he above their idols. The trumpet shall be blown, and all who are in the heavens and on the earth shall fall down fainting, except those that shall be spared by God. Then the trumpet will be blown again, and they shall rise and gaze around them. The earth will shine with the light of her Lord, and the book will be laid open. The prophets and the witnesses shall be brought in, and all shall be judged with fairness. None shall be wronged. Every soul shall be recompensed according to its deeds, for he best knows all that they did. In throngs the unbelievers shall be led to hell. When they draw near, its gates will be opened, and its keepers will say to them, Did there not come to you apostles of your own who proclaimed to you the revelations of your Lord and forewarned you of this day? Yes, they will answer, and thus the promised scourge will smite the unbelievers. They will be told, Enter the gates of hell and stay therein forever. Evil shall be the dwelling place of the haughty. But those who fear their Lord shall be led in throngs to paradise. When they draw near, its gates will be opened, and its keepers will say to them, Peace be to you. You have led good lives. Enter paradise and dwell in it forever. They will say, Praise be to God, who has made good to us his promise and given us the earth to inherit, that we may dwell in paradise wherever we please. Blessed is the reward of the righteous. You shall see the angels circling about the throne, giving glory to their Lord. They shall be judged with fairness, and all shall say, Praise be to God, Lord of the universe.